الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله الذي لم يزل عليا ولم يزل في علاه سنيا إذا عاملته وجدته مليا وإذا عاهدته وجدته وفيا قطرة من فيض جوده تملأ الأرض ريا ونظرة بعين رضاه تصير العاصي وليا الجنة لمن أطاعه ولو كان عبدا حبشيا والنار لمن عصاه ولو كان شريفا قرشيا قال تعالى في قرآنه قولا بهيا تلك الجنة التي نورث من عبادنا من كان تقيا وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا يحده العارفون ولا تمثله الظنون ولا يلحقه ريب المنون فلا يقال أين كان ولا متى كان ولا كيف كان ولا أن يكون سبحانه إذا أراد قضي المراد ولا يكون إلا ما أراد سبحانه إنما قوله لشيء إذا أراده أن يقول له كن فيكون وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وقائدنا وأستاذنا ومعلمنا وحبيبنا وقدوتنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم فاللهم صل وسلم وزد وبارك عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم يا ربنا وإلى يوم الدين. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, most merciful. All praises are due to Allah, the Lord of the world. We praise Allah and seek His help and seek refuge with Allah from the evil of ourselves and from our shortcomings. Whosoever Allah misguide, no one can guide. And whosoever Allah mislead, no one can lead. And all of us bear witness that there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, inshaAllah, I am going to speak about al-ukhuwah fi Allah. Ya ikhwah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala يؤكد في القرآن على أن المؤمنون إخوة ونحن نحتاج إلى هذه الأخوة فالإسلام يفتح باب الأخوة للمسلمين في كل مكان يا أخي المسلم يا أخي المسلم في كل مكان وبلد، أنت مني وأنا منك كروح في جسد. إسلام as a religion open for all Muslims all over the world. The door of brotherhood. You cannot be a Muslim if you don't have these items or this concept in your agenda. يا إخوة، Islam opened the door for all Muslims all over the world to be brothers and to have brotherhood. All Muslims in every spot in the world, you seem like me and I seem like you as a soul in a body, in the same body. Ya ikhwa, why we need brotherhood? Why we need brotherhood? Awwal haja, the first thing, because brotherhood is manhaj Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-ikhwa manhaj al-rabbani. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qala fi al-Qur'an, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. We need this brotherhood because it is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also it is the curriculum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world we are in a test and we have materials. You should have patience. You should have cooperations. You should have brotherhood. One of the materials that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will test you in this world to give you the remark, the reward in the hereafter is brotherhood. You need to pass this material to get the mark to enter the Al-Jannah. You cannot enter Al-Jannah if you don't have brotherhood. Al-Ukhuwah, one of the curriculum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya ikhwa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. The believer for his brother. Innama al-mu'minuna ikhwa. Believers are nothing except brothers. Brothers. الأخوة نعمة الله سبحانه وتعالى وفضله. الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned that in the Quran. قال في القرآن واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا. واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فإيه فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا. فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوان. الأخوة الله سبحانه وتعالى mentioned about الأخوة in the Quran. الأخوة like brotherhood and sisterhood. طبعا when we say brotherhood that means brother for brother and sisterhood means sister for sister. It's supposed for the sister to love her sister in Islam in faith and brother to love his brother in faith in religion. Not brother to sister or sister to brother. Brother with brothers and one to one and sister to sisters. Brotherhood and sisterhood. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. وَاعْتَصِمُوا means stand fast. Hold fast. All of you together by the rope of Allah. By the rope of Allah, because all the hearts of believers like in the chain and collected by the love for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the hearts like a circle in a chain. Circles, besides circle, besides in a chain, one chain. And all of us, the only thing that collect our hearts together is the love for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To have brotherhood. واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا. Hold fast, all of you together, to the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and don't be divided among yourselves. And mention the favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on you. When you were enemies, and He removed this enmity among you, and you became brotherhood. Brotherhood. Ya ikhwa. Why I need this brotherhood? Why? I can say, Alhamdulillah, I have my job, I have my money, I have my family, I have my wife, I have my kids, I have my wealth, I have everything. I don't need my brother for the cause of Allah. Ya ikhwah, that Islam, I mentioned last Jum'ah, I mentioned last Jum'ah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in al-Hadith, من ترك الجمعة من غير عذر فقد نبذ الإسلام وراء ظهره وكتب عند الله منافقا إلى يوم القيامة. Whosoever left a Jumu'ah Friday speech without any excuse, that means he showed his back to Islam. And at the sight of Allah in the day of resurrection, he write for himself munafiq, hypocrite until the day of resurrection. Why? Because he missed the meeting of brotherhood. He missed the meeting of brotherhood. Yawm al-Jum'ah. It is a gathering day. It is a day of meeting to show the brotherhood and the unity among the community. يا إخوة الأخوة طريق المحبة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions in hadith أن رجلا دار أخا له في الله فأرسل الله على مدرجته ملكا يسأله إلى أين تريد؟ قال إلى أخ لي في هذه القرية، أزور أخا لي في هذه القرية. فقال له ألك من نعمة تربها عليه، يعني بينكم يعني تجارة، بينكم شيء يجمعكم، ألك من نعمة تربها عليه؟ قال لا، غير أني أحببته في الله. قال فإني رسول الله إليك لأخبرك أن الله أحبك كما أحببته فيه. يا سبحان الله. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in hadith, authentic hadith in البخاري ومسلم. A man visit a brother for him, for the cause of Allah. A brother in faith, not a brother in relatives. Brother in faith for him in another village. While he was in the road going to visit him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel for him to ask him a question. He asked him, where are you going? He said, to visit a brother for me, for the cause of Allah. The angel asked him, the angel when he came in the shape of a man. Like Jibreel, when he used to come to Rasulullah, he came in the face of Dihyatul Kalbi, in the face of a man, not as an angel, because we cannot see angels. But it is authentic hadith. A man wanted to visit his brother. He went to visit his brother for the cause of Allah in a village. On the way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent an angel for him to ask him a question. Where are you going? He said, I to visit my brother for the cause of Allah. He asked him, do you have any business between yourself or among you? Do you have any business? Do you have anything to do? He said, no. Except, I loved him for the cause of Allah. I loved him for the cause of Allah. So the angel told him, I am the messenger of Allah to you, to tell you, Allah loved you because you loved him for the cause of him. فإني رسول الله إليك لأخبرك أن الله أحبك كما أحببته في كما أحببته في المحبة والأخوة. يا إخوة, we need this brotherhood. We need this brotherhood. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم في حديث معاذ بن جبل قال الله عز وجل, النبي يحكي الحديث مبلغا عن ربه والراوي هو معاذ بن جبل, يقول قال الله عز وجل, وجبت محبتي للمتحابين في والمتزاورون في والمتزاورين في والمتجالسين في والمتبادلين في, أو كما قال الله عز وجل وكما قال عنه رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم مبلغا عنه سبحانه وتعالى. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in the hadith that the Prophet told us, حديث قدسي. Allah said, my love goes for the people. They love each other for the cause of me. And spend their time together, sitting down together to remind each other with me or to me or about me. And my love goes for the people. They spend their money for the cause of me. وجبت محبتي للمتحابين في. They love each other for the cause of me. والمتجالسين في. They sitting together, sitting down together to remind each other about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. والمتزاورون المتزاورين فيا. The people they visit each other for the cause of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And for the people they spend their money for the cause of me. The love of Allah سبحانه وتعالى goes for them. يا إخوة, we need this brotherhood. Why? Because النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخبر أن الذين يحبون بعضهم بعضا في سبيل الله في ظل عرش الله. صلوا على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله عز وجل, قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله. حديث صحيح, أوثنتيك حديث. Seven categories of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cast his shadow, a light upon them in the day of resurrection where there is no shadow except the shadow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of these seven, one of them, واثنان تحابا في الله اجتمع عليه وتفرق عليه. يعني two brothers, they love each other for the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they meet, they mention the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala together. And when they leave, they remind each other by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This love for the cause of Allah, not for the business or for the trade or for so and so. For the cause of Allah, the love. سَبْعَةٌ يُظِلُّهُمُ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. يَا إِخْوَةَ, يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ يَوْمُ الْحَسْرَةِ وَالنَّدَامِ, يوم الراجفة, يوم الزلزلة, يوم الصاعقة, يوم الآزفة, يوم الواقعة, يوم الراجفة, يوم يجلس الملك على كرسيه وينادي على الخلائق ويقول أنا الله لا إله إلا أنا. يوم القيامة, يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون, يوم هم على النار يفتنون. كل واحد لازم يفكر, you should think about this day. When you have sweat in this day, some people they covered in their sweat. Some people the sweat comes until their chest. Some people until their feet. Some people they like drawing in their sweat. All the people want even to go to the hellfire. They want to go even to the hellfire. And one of the items that the Prophet mentioned in Hadith, they will be under the shadow of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of resurrection. وَاثْنَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two people, they loved each other for the cause of Allah. For the cause of Allah. يا إخوة, الَّذِي يُحِبُّ أَخَاهُ فِي اللَّهِ يَكُونُ فِي مَنْزِلَةِ الرَّفِيعَةِ. The one who loved his brother for the cause of Allah. For the cause of Allah, he will be in a high degree. High degree. You will not pass the test. You will not pass this material. No, you will be in the high level. You will be in high degree. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam يذكر في الحديث عن أبي هريرة إن لله عبادا إن من عباد الله لأناسا. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إن من عباد الله لأناسا ما هم بأنبياء ولا شهداء يغبطهم الأنبياء والشهداء. يغبطهم يعني يحسدهم في الخير, يتمنون أن لو كانوا مكانهم. يغبطهم الأنبياء والشهداء لا يحزنون إذا حزن الناس, لا يحزنون إذا حزن الناس. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أصحابه يقولون صفهم لنا يا رسول الله, من هم هؤلاء القوم يا رسول الله, من هم هؤلاء الناس يا رسول الله. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قوم تحابوا بروح الله, بروح الله ليس بينهم مال, ليس بينهم مال وليس بينهم تجارة, ولكنهم تحابوا في الله, تحابوا في الله. أولئك الآمنون من عذاب الله يوم القيامة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in Hadith, there is servants from the servants of Allah سبحانه وتعالى. They are not prophets. They are not martyrs, شهداء. But the prophets and the martyrs, they want to be like them in their degree. They hope if they can be in the same level, in the same degree. النبي ذكر في الحديث قال يغبطهم الغبطة يا إخوانا اللي هي تمني النعمة في الخير. الغبطة some people say الحسد. الحسد means I ask if someone he wants to make حسد for someone, he will ask Allah to remove what he has and to bring what he has to him. That means حسد. And in Islam it's haram. يعني شيخ memorize Quran for example. Someone say, oh Allah, I ask you to make the sheikh forget the Quran and bring the Quran to me. That means this is hasad and this is haram in Islam. But al-ghitta, you look at the sheikh and he memorizes the Quran. Oh Allah, I ask you to make me memorize the Quran and pronounce it very nice like the sheikh. This is ghitta. So the Prophet mentioned in the hadith, there are servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are not prophets. They are not martyrs. But the prophets and the martyrs, look at them and they hope if they can be in the same degree like them. يَغْبِطُهُمْ الْأَنْبِيَاءُ وَالشُّهَدَاءُ. So the Sahaba was curious about that. They asked Rasulullah, oh Rasulullah, could you tell us who these people? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, these people, they love each other for the cause of Allah. They love each other for the cause of Allah. They have a light in their face. فوالله, the Prophet said in the Hadith, he swear. The Prophet swear, I didn't. The Prophet swear. He said, فوالله, إِنَّ وُجُوهَهُمْ لَنُورِ إِنَّ وُجُوهَهُمْ لَنُورِ. Yeah, their faces, they have light in their faces. And he mentioned in the same Hadith, and he said, they are secured in the day of resurrection from the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they love each other. They love each other for the cause of Allah. طيب, to understand more, someone can ask me, Ya Sheikh, I love you for the cause of Allah. As I believe all the people after khutbah, they will come to me, Sheikh, wallahi, we love you for the cause of Allah. But Islam defined a sign to check if this guy is loving you for the cause of Allah or not. And when you come to me and say, Shaykh, wallah, I love you for the cause of Allah, I need to check. I need to check with you. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tell us the sign. Not the Prophet, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. A man came to Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu and he said to him, oh Abu Hurairah, I love you for the cause of Allah. So Abu Hurairah, could you accept me as a brother for you, for the cause of Allah? So Abu Hurairah told him, do you know the right of brotherhood? He said, could you tell me? He said, yes. The right of brotherhood to make me dearer than to you more than your money. To be to you dearer than your money. The money that you have. So the man told Abu Hurairah, I did not reach this degree. So Abu Hurairah told him, leave me alone. You can find another person. When you have a money, and your money, I am dearer to your heart than your money, that means you reached to the love for the cause of Allah. You loved me for the cause of Allah. And when someone after the khutbah came to me and say, Shaykh, I love you for the cause of Allah, I will check with him. I will ask him, brother, bring me all the money that you have. If he did, that means he loved me. If he did not, that means he is no. Ya ikhwa, we need this love for the cause of Allah. Aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah. الحمد لله وكفى صلاة وسلاما على المبعوث المصطفى النبي محمد معلم الناس الخير وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم يا ربنا وإلى يوم الدين. ثم أما بعد, أغر علينا للنبوة خاتم من الله ميمون يلوح ويشهد وضم الإله اسم النبي إلى اسمه إذ قال في الخمس المؤذن أشهد وشق له من اسمه ليجله فذو العرش محمود وهذا محمد صلى الله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. يا إخوة, why I need brotherhood? Because to find the sweetness of Iman in my heart. Some people come to pray and go. And after what? We spend $10,000 every single month here in this masjid. Just to pray and go. To pray and go. What is the spirit of Islam in this masjid? The spirit of Islam is to love each other. To cooperate among each other. يا إخوة, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان. ثلاث من كن فيه وجد حلاوة الإيمان: أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما, وأن يحب المرء لا يحبه إلا لله, وأن يكره أن يعود إلى الكفر كما يكره أن يقذف في النار, أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. So the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned in hadith three qualities. If you have them, if you have them in your hearts, you will reach the degree of Iman. What is it? He said for the first quality, أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. To love Allah and His Messenger more than anything else. يعني number one in your priority is Allah and His Messenger. Dearer Allah and His Messenger is dearer than your money, dearer than your wife, dearer than your kids, dearer than your health, everything in your life. Number one in your life is Allah and His Messenger. Number two, to love your brother for the cause of Allah. You don't love him except for the cause of Allah. Not for the benefit, not for trade, not for business, not for so and so. To love him for the cause of Allah. Number three, the third quality is to heed, to beg in al-kufr after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved you from. To heed like as you heed to be in the hellfire. Ya ikhwa, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting down with among his companions. So someone came to the Prophet someone passed by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. While a man is sitting down with the Prophet, and someone passed by. So the man with the Prophet said, "Oh Rasulullah, I love this guy. I love this brother for the cause of Allah." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him, "Did you tell him?" He said, "No, I did not tell him." So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stand up and go to tell him, "You love him for the cause of Allah." So when the man went to tell the other one, "I love you for the cause of Allah," he said, أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي فِيهِ. أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي. قال له, إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ فِي اللَّهِ, أو إِنِّي أُحِبُّكَ لِلَّهِ. فقال, أَحَبَّكَ الَّذِي أَحْبَبْتَنِي فِيهِ. المحبة. The spirit of the masjid, to have this love. يا إخوة, النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال, تصافحوا يذهب الخل, يذهب الخل, وتهادوا تحابوا, وتذهب الشحناء, تصافحوا. Some brothers came to the masjid, pray and go. Why you didn't shake my hands? Shake my hands. Let me shake your hands. Why? Because the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم drew our attention to that. He said, تصافحوا, shake our hands. Shake the hands among yourselves. Shake the hands for your brother. To remove the evil omen from his chest. To you. Some guy can say, oh, this guy is arrogant. This guy is bright. This guy because so he didn't do it. And it is the open. He opened the door of shaitan for the people to think about him. But when he shake the hands and they come to you, assalamu alaikum. That as the Prophet ﷺ mentioned in hadith, remove the evil omen, the grudge from the heart. تصافحوا يذهب الغل. غل, rancor and grudge from your hearts. وتهادوا تحابوا, gift each other to love each other. وتذهب الشحناء, and to remove the grudge and evil omen. يا إخوة I don't want to make it long. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم إني داع الآن فهمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا. ثبت اللهم على الحق أقدامنا. سرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم ردنا إلى دينك رب الجميل. اللهم عافنا واعف عنا وعلى طاعتك أعيننا ولخيرك لا تكلنا ومن شرار خلقك سلمنا. اللهم سلمنا وسلم منا. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اجعلنا متحابين فيك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من المتحابين فيك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا من الأخوة والصالحين. اللهم اجعل لنا أخوة واجعلنا صالحين. اللهم اجعل لنا أخوة واجعلنا صالحين. اللهم أنزل علينا بركات من السماء والأرض. اللهم أنزل علينا بركات من السماء والأرض. اللهم اغسل ذنوبنا بالثلج والماء والبرد. اللهم اجمع كلمتنا ووحد أمتنا ووحد شملنا ووحد صفنا واجعلنا خلف إمام واحد على قلب رجل واحد. اللهم اجعلنا متجمعين ولا تجعلنا متفرقين. اللهم اغفر وارحم واستر واكبر وانصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين آمين آمين. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله العظيم يذكركم استغفروه يغفر لكم. هذا ما أعلم والله عز وجل أعلى وأعلم. وأشهد الله أني قد بلغت وأقم الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون.